Summer's a time for bugs. Some of them are charming, like dragonflies or ladybugs. Others, just a little aggravating, like mosquitoes or ticks. But we think of all of them as interesting, which is why we're running a series this summer, What's Bugging You? We'll feature a new bug every few weeks, starting now with the summer classic, the firefly. Sarah Lewis is an evolutionary ecologist at Tufts University.
And I have been researching fireflies for about 3 decades. What is it that we find so magical about fireflies? They have this ability to transform what looks like an ordinary landscape, you know, your backyard, your lawn, the hillside, into something ethereal and otherworldly. A lot of people recognize that they're watching the mating dance, the courtship dance of fireflies, and, you know, it all seems very romantic. But there's a dark side to fireflies. We have discovered that their light first evolved as a warning signal, a way of flashing out like a neon sign, "I'm toxic. Stay away." And it turns out that in North America, there's one particular group of fireflies. Their name is Phaeturus. And these fireflies have evolved a way to mimic the courtship signals of other fireflies. Jim Lloyd, the scientist who discovered this behavior by going out in the field, he found that when he thought he was looking at the female response to the males that were flying all around him, he'd get closer and closer, and finally he'd find this one little bug lighting up on a leaf. And he'd take a closer look, and he discovered that what had been flashing was a predatory female. By very, very accurately mimicking these courtship signals, they're able to lure in the flying males. The males come closer and closer and closer until finally these predatory females are able to reach out, grab the prey male. And once they grab the male, they sink their sharp jaws into his shoulder. The blood oozes out. Firefly blood is white. They basically drink the prey's blood. And then they spend about the next hour slowly chewing up all the soft bits, spitting out the hard bits, until there's just a pile of scattered remains. Jim Lloyd, the scientist who discovered this behavior, he said, you know, if Phaeturus were the size of house cats, people would be afraid to go outside at night. And it's absolutely true.
Quite a love story. Sarah Lewis is an evolutionary ecologist. Her latest book is Silent Sparks, The Wondrous World of Fireflies.